Oh, someone said I look like an egg in the chat.
All right, let's do a clap sync on three. 3, 2, 1.
Someone was late.
Well, everyone did.
Why do you guys always make that joke? The clap sync is not to actually be on time. It's to sync it up in post.
But why did you say clap sync on three and then count down from three?
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Clap five times in the chat if you can hear me.
We can hear you. Wait, what? We can all
I'm
hear
so
you.
I'm so confused.
No, I'm talking to the chat at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
I'm seeing a lot of clapping.
Floral, before this episode, you were telling me about Jake and how he's always late on the clap sync.
Oh my God. No, hold on. We are not talking about the clap sync, okay? That is a tarnish on our flawless record. It makes us look unprofessional and awful, and it's all Joe's fault.
What? Hey, don't come. Jake, please. If this is anyone's fault, it's Lars's fault, because Lars said 3, 2, 1, but he said clap on three.
You know what Lars is going to do, though? He's going to cut. He could cut out the clap sync. You always keep it in, and you make me look dumb.
Stupid. I know. I always play with the clap sync and make it like clap, clap, clap.
I go insane every time.
But it's okay.
Lars, you haven't said anything this episode.
Yes, I have. I've said
a
lot.
He did the clap sync.
All right. Floral, not too long ago, we were talking about an earthquake that we had felt.
Yes, quite literally a few minutes ago, we felt an earthquake. Me being in Los Angeles and you being in Orange.
Probably bleep that for the final cut. But yes, Lars and I are both in Orange County and you're in Hollywood. And Jake, you're mm-hmm. you're the only one that's not in California.
I'm in good old Iowa. We ain't got none of them fancy earthquakes, just a few tornadoes every once in a while that come watch us. We just sit on the porch and watch them, though. We don't go in no basement.
Now, Jake, if I were to ask you to picture yourself like the worst earthquake possible, what do you think that would be? What do you think an earthquake is like?
Like 2012, the movie 2012. Where at the last second you're flying an airplane to try to escape it as everyone's falling into the earth and it's crumbling and you're in like a limo going super fast and it's terrifying. That's what I picture the worst earthquake being.
Jake, that is literally terrifying.
This is so interesting to me.
I'm so scared of earthquakes.
People who haven't felt, you said you've never felt an earthquake before, right?
I've never felt an earthquake in my entire life.
People who haven't felt earthquakes before think that they're like the most terrifying things, or so. Even like the worst ones aren't that violent. They're usually like these rolling earthquakes. I don't know, Lars. How do you weigh in on this?
Oh, I don't. This is a very boring subject. I think we should move on to something exciting.
Of course.
So three of the four of us have done the piss soap question, and I think it's time for Floral's initiation.
I agree.
Oh God.
One of us.
I'm so unprepared. One of
us. Everyone in the chat, type piss soap if you want Floral to answer the piss soap question.
Here's the question.
Okay.
So it turns out that a group of French scientists have made a type of soap that uses your piss as a baby. Like, they gathered a bunch of it as a specimen, and they used it to make really good soap today.
A French soap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the question is, first of all, what would you do with this information? And second of all, would you try it?
Wait, so they collected pee and they turned that pee into soap. I'm just trying to understand
that
wrap my head around this.
Well, it's not like a one-to-one conversion. Let's say there's some sort of chemical in your pee.
An enzyme.
That makes it good for soap.
Well, I do know that cat pee was like used to clean carpets and stuff like back in the day.
Well, there you go.
So pee has been used to clean things, and I guess if scientists like isolated that uric acid enzyme, it's probably gonna clean things. So I don't know. I guess as long as it's not too expensive, I guess I would use it.
So you would try it?
I might try it if it worked really well.
I don't even remember what my answer was years ago.
Oh, Jake, you were like really excited to try. Like you were like, oh, I kind of want to make this soap now on your episode.
That seems like something. What, like 20-year-old Jake would say? That seems like something I'd be very
angry. You say
about.
That as if you've grown like ages it's been, and maturity it's since
been,
then.
It's probably been.
This was like 5 months ago.
Oh my God.
No, it was like a year ago.
No, my first time on here was like over a year ago.
A year and a half,
and then,
so a year ago you were really wanting to make soap out of your pee.
I was passionate about it, but now that I've grown older, wiser, and gotten a TikTok, I've realized there's a lot more things to spend time on.
Isn't that kind of like two steps forward, one step back in terms of maturity?
It's like five steps back.
Lars, we host a TikTok podcast. You know that, right?
No, why don't you tell me about it, Joe?
The only TikTok podcast is basically about three TikTok legends, if you will.
Yeah, if you will.
Me, Disney Joey, Floral, and Jake Trumper. And we basically teach you step by step by giving you tips, tricks, and advice on how to become TikTok famous. Between us, we probably have 100 million views. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Yeah, but I mean, tips aside, isn't like the most overwhelmingly useful factor complete luck?
No.
No,
absolutely
not,
Lars.
No, it does play a part. It does play a part. Don't get me wrong. Like, you need to be
small
lucky.
Part.
But it's not the main. It's not the main thing.
When starting out.
Yeah, also, doesn't being an established content creator really help?
No, it doesn't, actually.
Well,
who was an established creator when they started?
Well, for an example, when we had The Amazing on, he was already an established YouTuber and helped him a lot initially because he was able to link his YouTube channel to the TikTok, so he already had one following, so he used it into another. So it's kind of
well, in general, Lars, anytime you have one following that you can bring to another platform, it's going to help.
Right.
But actually, TikTok is known to be a platform where you can bring up your own following from scratch, which is what all three of us did.
Yeah, none of my YouTuber, my like 26K followers on YouTube, maybe like 100 of them know about my TikTok. I didn't tell anybody about it. I just started a TikTok. I make completely different content on TikTok than I do on YouTube.
Jake, I mean, that was a free source, a free funnel of, I don't understand.
He wanted to do it on his own, Lars.
Why?
Yeah, I wanted to feel like I could do it on my own.
Why?
Mostly because I just wanted to make new content as well. I wanted to make, like, history content. I thought that would be more fun.
I don't see what that has to do with not using your own user base. I don't get it.
I guess I just wanted to recreate myself, remake myself and try something new. I was going through a hard time, all right? I had a bad breakup.
Lars, he had a bad breakup. He was going through a hard time. Leave the man alone, you know?
Yeah.
You're so hard on my co-host.
I still don't get it. I still don't get it at all. But that's fine.
You're hard on my co-host and on yourself, really, Lars.
No, I'm not. I'm doing okay.
I was heartbroken, Lars. I honestly just like quit YouTube as a whole. I took like a 3 month break. I just was making TikToks and just I kind of just zoned out. I wasn't really there for a few months. Like I was going through it, and TikTok was just this weird little fun thing to just mess around. I felt like I didn't have to put as much effort into it at first, which I just really enjoyed being able to have a creative outlet where I could just post my unfiltered thoughts.
And a lot of people really feel the same way. Floral, do you have any thoughts on building a fan base from scratch?
Well, I was going to say, I agree with you, Joe, because TikTok kind of gives you the chance to make whatever you want. And as we've said in previous podcasts of our own, throw anything at the wall and see if it sticks. And one thing I just wanted to say is TikTok rewards creators, sure, for being like well-known people, but also for creating content that is so good that it's good and so bad that it's good. I think there's not really any in between there. So it's kind of just, it's not really luck. It's a lot of people know exactly what they're doing when it comes to getting viral videos and lots of followers on TikTok.
It's all about the algorithm.
It's really. All about the algorithm.
But if you're not like a Charli D'Amelio or someone, or someone who's kind of already made it, like what's the point?
She didn't make it before TikTok. That's like her thing.
No, I'm saying like what now that everyone's kind of like, The stars have risen to the top. What's the point today, like for everyone else?
There's still stars rising to the top every day.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's a myth that the stars have made it and now it's over. Every day there's new people rising to the top.
I mean, Joshi made it and then fell. Like, stars are falling every day, too.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
He was at millions. He was growing, like, hundreds of thousands a day, even. And then now it's just dunzo. It's fast-paced. It's all that. And it's basically, you're just trying to build up a fan base before the time runs out. And then when another app pops up, we'll jump onto that one. It's just, you're moving with time, dude. That's like saying, what's the point of, like, why wait until you get old? If you're going to get old, there's already old people. Like, it's like, just live your life. Keep going with it, bro.
Definitely.
It's a very pessimistic view to have on it.
I want to talk about Byte right after, just for a second, right after.
Oh, God. Oh, Byte,
right Byte again?
Right when we started
Does anyone actually use that?
No, I never used it. I used it for one day. But basically, we started the only TikTok podcast to teach people how to become TikTok famous. And then the very next day, Byte comes out. And everybody for that day goes to Byte, and we're just like, God damn it, Jesus Christ. Like, this is, you know, it's over. Everyone thought TikTok was over, but then nobody ended up using Byte.
Byte was lackluster.
Yeah,
it
for sure.
Had no, like, TikTok, if you're going to make something be a competitor, it has to offer something new. Like, the only reason PlayStation and Xbox are constantly fighting is they're offering slight nuances. Plus, they also have, like, content that is exclusive to that. For Byte, it was just like, here's Vine again. It was literally just Vine in a world where TikTok exists, and TikTok offered more than Byte did.
Yeah, Byte sucks, and it wouldn't tell you how many followers you have, so people were lying. They would just put in their bio, I have 1,000 followers, and there was no way to confirm
it. Yeah.
It only showed if you had a lot of followers if you were like a brand or something, I think.
Yeah, it was just a money grab.
Yeah.
So sure. Who cares? So let's move on.
Like, right. Byte sucks.
Well, we hate Byte.
We hate
Down
Byte.
Down with Byte.
We're very Down passionate Byte. About Byte.
Oh,
and that we hate it.
Yeah, I think you should be a little bit more opportunistic, though. I mean, like, if Byte had succeeded, I would have recommended going on there as well.
Probably.
I think it's really more about just, like, just congregating where people are showing up is the most important.
Most likely.
Oh, yeah. I could not agree
That
more.
Makes sense.
I remember for years I hated Snapchat, but that's what everyone was up to. So, I mean, I was on there. You know, you just go where the wind takes you.
Jake.
Definitely.
Jake and I are starting a band.
Oh my God.
That's a great segue, buddy. That's a great segue. We are starting a band. It's called Michelle's Exes.
That's right.
You know?
Michelle's Exes.
Wait, and, do you guys both have ex-girlfriends named Michelle?
No.
Nope.
Neither
nope.
of us do, actually. But.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
who's Michelle?
No one and everyone.
Oh my God.
Wait, so Jake, you actually have a considerable amount of musical talent already, but Joe, do you play any instruments? Or like what?
Let me answer that, Lars, with a question of my own.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, he's bringing out the harmonica. Ayo.
Do you guys ever notice how he only knows one song, by the way?
Yeah, also, how did he have that so quick? He was so ready
yeah,
with that harmonica.
He was really
dude.
Ready.
That was scary.
Well,
it wasn't like no awkward pause. He said, let me answer that. Bam! Harmonica.
I had it earlier because Lars and I were guests on the Facing Fear podcast hosted by Sarah McInerney.
Mm-hmm.
And who was also a previous guest on our show.
It's so incestual
so,
here.
Lars, you had asked me to pull out the harmonica on
yeah.
that recording.
I actually did ask him to do that.
So in the band Michelle's Exes, basically, here's the thing. Everyone knows that bands sing about different subjects. Not us. We start to sing about one song.
I start to sing about one song. I'm like passionate about a song. Like I'm genuinely trying. Like I have actual lyrics that I've like written down in the past for like songs. It's like it starts out normal.
A song about animals. A song about, you know, whatever.
It was the I Need a Black Cat Wizard Hat. Yeah, we had like a full song and then Joe just comes in and he's like.
Starts singing about.
Unhinged. Just, it's scary.
Oh, so this, like, oh, okay. So this is not a serious part. Okay.
This is a serious.
I mean, it sounds pretty serious to me.
It's partially, it's like.
It sounds the antithesis of serious.
Yeah, the joke is like, I'm trying to make an actual song. So like it starts out like an actual thing.
Oh.
And then it's just.
I don't like to hear about a band where you say the joke is. That just makes. Oh,
well, you see, it's comedy. I'm not sure
it's a comedy band.
Does the world need another comedy band? I don't know.
Yeah, we figured
I don't know.
We're
Lars.
Just,
when you start your band, you can do it on whatever you want. And when we do our band, it can be a comedy band called Michelle's Exes, even though neither of us. I actually did date a girl named Michelle, though, but it's not about her. But I hope so. I hope that she never finds that out.
He finally admits it. I love it. I wasn't going to dox him when he said he hasn't dated a girl named Michelle, even though I know he has.
No, I said I didn't have a girlfriend named Michelle. Not that I didn't date a girl named Michelle.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got you.
So I hope that she doesn't.
Well, you guys, you already have one groupie. I will totally be your groupie.
I love it. Yeah, I...
Thank you.
Aren't you kind of obligated to say that, though, Floral? I mean,
definitely
no matter what
not.
They're up to.
No, she's not obligated to do anything.
Definitely not.
She could be like, Joe, I'm never going to support you in any of your endeavors, even though we host the only TikTok podcast together at theonlytiktokpodcast.com.
Every time you say that, I lose it because it just sounds so funny to me. But then I remember that it's real and I'm not dreaming.
Jake and I recorded last night.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I'm very self-conscious about my singing. Like, it made me feel good having Lars tell me I had musical talent. I really appreciated that.
I feel like we had quite a productive session.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I really can't wait to hear this.
My greatest motivation has really been to spite Lars. So I'm glad that Lars doesn't approve, because now I have a reason to succeed, to go back and say, Lars, I told you so.
That's a terrible motivation, Joe. Like, that's just awful.
Yeah, where's the motivation just to make good like, stuff?
Try good artistic endeavors, man.
That's the other. Yeah, of course. That's the other motivation. But Jake, should we talk about the original idea, what we wanted to name the band, but it was taken?
Yes, because I laughed every single time I thought of that name. I loved it.
Grandma's Boys.
Grandma's Boys?
What? Wait, yeah. That was already taken? No way.
That's literally just the name of a movie.
Is it really?
What are some other good names for a band?
We had some good... I wanted to do Hyperspace. Like, it's the word high, like H-I-G-Y. That or and then like per and then space.
It's not how you spell high, but
H. Wait, what? H-I-G-H. Oh God! Oh jeez! Oh God! I'm out. I need to sit in timeout now.
We had some good ones. Joe's and Jake's Fun Band.
That was so bad. I was like, that one makes it sound like we're idiots. Like, I don't know. I was like, God damn it.
Floral, what would you name your band?
Well, I had a band when I was 10, and we called ourselves the People Who Wear Shirts because we figured that was a really unifying statement.
Yeah, you wore shirts.
We all wore shirts. So, sure. Yeah, that's probably what I would call my band now anyway. The People Who Wear Shirts. Would we wear shirts? I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I think that would be kind of the, you know, just despite Lars, the joke of it would be that we would never wear shirts.
Right. It would be an ironic band.
Yes. But not a comedy band.
Lars, would you have a joke band or a serious band?
Lars, could you go back to complimenting me on my musical abilities just real quick before we move on?
Jake, you are very talented musically.
Yeah, that's good enough. That wasn't Lars, but I'll take it. Let's go. Let's move on. What do we got next? Lars?
I don't know. I told Joe to tell you guys to bring some topics.
Oh, no, I'm ready. Okay, so here, I got one. So this is a very hard turn from our happy band stuff, but we kind of dove into it a little bit. When I first started, like on the TikTok podcast, we give suggestions and helpful stuff. So I'm kind of bleeding into that as well. Any new creators out there, when you first start, you might be like, I don't understand creator fatigue. Why do creators always say they get creator fatigue? Holy cow. That stuff hits like a brick wall. Does anyone else you guys are fellow creators talking right now. Have you guys ever had that?
Yes.
I mean, constantly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Would you like me to elaborate?
Yeah, I'd love to, because like it hurt. Like, I don't know.
It's a real thing.
I
love that you're talking about this, because I feel like nobody actually does.
Yeah, because like I go through this phase where like I want to start a million projects, and then all of a sudden like something just in my life happens, and it just affects my content I want to create, and it just makes me no longer want to make anything for a little bit. Like, it's just a brick wall.
So
totally. Oh my gosh, I've been there so many times.
Yeah. Right now on TikTok, there's very limited amount of things to record for TikTok. So, well,
Joe, let's try to keep this maybe not all about TikTok. Let's talk about like our stuff.
Okay.
It's yeah. If people want to hear the TikTok podcast, they can go on there. Let's keep this a little bit more.
Yeah, you idiot. Come on, Joe, step it up.
Well, since Jake asked about creator fatigue, I had something
Joe's,
to weigh in.
Joe's over here like, if you don't want, like, I'm getting real tired of being in this podcast with Lars.
No, I love it.
No, that would never happen. We love Lars.
No, I was just going to say that since there's a limited amount of things to create, basically every video has just been about what I have for breakfast.
Oh, really?
Over and over. And actually, every time I post videos, I lose followers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that probably makes, that hurts. I used to have that on YouTube as well.
It's okay.
I was scared, like, once you have a huge viral video, everyone wants to follow you. Like, they're in the hype. They follow you on any platform. They just all of a sudden follow you. Totally. Or, like, I'm not sure if you guys ever had it, like, if you have, like, a super big guest on your podcast, just everyone, like, flocks to you, and then they just, like, it's like they have, like, this sobering moment the next day, and they're like, oh, why did I follow these people? I like their one video, and I follow them. Unfollow, and it hurts. Like, I had that. I made a commentary video defending Cody Ko one time, and a ton of people followed me. Next video I posted, I lost, like, 30 followers, and then I was just scared. I was like, I'm going to lose followers the next time I post, and that also creates a fatigue of posting.
Definitely. I mean,
that's true.
I like to call those people fair weather followers, and I've totally experienced that too. Just anytime I don't post something, that's like what people, I guess, that are already following me want to see. I feel like they actively see it, and then they're like, no, not following her anymore. It's depressing.
Floral.
And discouraging.
If you were a transformer, what vehicle would you turn into?
I don't think it's really appropriate to change it back to a jokey subject.
Yeah, we were very serious, Joe, and you just
cut
Floral,
it. Just cut what I said. I was just
Joe's like, please cut that. Cut that out. Floral, I feel that. I'm really sorry. Would you say that plays a large role, like either seeing a loss in followers or like just no growth at all? Is that, because that definitely attributes, like, I feel selfish, almost selfish saying that, like, oh, if I don't see any growth or I'm losing followers, I don't want to post.
Yeah, definitely. It can be really discouraging.
Yeah, it causes a lot of
fatigue
for me. I don't know. I feel like it's a toxic thing to think about. Like, you're not supposed to focus on the followers. I always preach, like, if you like making, create, do it. And I used to be that preacher for a long time. Like, my first year there, I never felt the fatigue. And then all of a sudden, my first time, like, I started losing followers when I posted, I was like, oh, crap. This is that wall. This is that fatigue. And I wasn't practicing what I preach. And now I understand it more. Like, and we joked about it earlier where I was like, oh, I was younger back then, but I genuinely had kind of a flawed view because I didn't have a full understanding yet.
Yeah. I think the people that you make the content for are a big reason that you make the content. So whenever you feel like you're not getting the love that you're putting into it, it's just very, like, draining.
I think that also a lot of the time content creation ebbs and flows where you see, like, a big jump all at once and then it'll kind of even out for a while, and then you make some other video whatever content you're creating that causes you to go viral again, and then you kind of have to, like, wait it out.
Yeah. Would you say, like, I know, Joe, your stuff went from, like, Disney to traveling. Did it, when you saw that your traveling videos were doing better, does it almost make you want to change the way? Because I remember I used to make skits, random videos, and history videos. Then my history videos started doing the best, and I was like, you know what? I love history. I think I'm only going to do history. And I think about it, I'm like, I'll still do skits every once in a while, but I'm like, damn, do I actually love history as much as I do, or am I just telling myself I do because I did it because that's what was getting followers?
Right.
Haunts me a little bit.
Well, I would love to travel all the time and have a channel where I traveled enough to keep constantly uploading that kind of content. But I don't think that's really realistic. Honestly, I don't really, I mean, I know this sounds like everybody says this, but I don't really care about the numbers of followers or likes that I have. I just want to create videos that I think are funny and just a slice of life. And if people want to watch them and, you know, like them, that's cool too. I just touched my mic. But
yeah,
That's why I make spam accounts and second accounts. Like, I have a second YouTube channel and a spam TikTok. Both I just upload literally whatever I want. Like, I'll just bam, whatever I can think of.
Yeah, I have a second TikTok now too. But let's take a step back from TikTok and content creation.
Oh, wait, can I ask Joe's opinion? Or not Joe's, Lars? Because Lars is always matter of fact, very straightforward and honest, and I would really like his opinion on it.
And Joe really beats around the bush and is never honest. Yeah, I get it.
No, Joe, I just always see you as like the nice flowery answers for some reason, and I always see Lars as like blunt and too, like, if I was ugly and I was like, Joe, am I ugly? You'd be like, no, you have a lot of great stuff. But if I asked Lars would be like, I gotta be honest, man.
Jake, of course you're
your
not
your nose
ugly.
Is huge. That forehead, yikes. So, except Lars would never say yikes. He wouldn't be caught dead saying that.
Lars, is that Lars okay if Jake asks you a question?
Save me. Lars, save me.
I feel like that analogy was kind of insulting.
Wait, why was it insulting? It wasn't supposed to be insulting. Like, my best friend is very blunt and to the point as well. Like, I go to him more. Like, if I have content I'm not sure about, I send it to him first because I want those blunt answers. I always appreciate the flowery answers. Like, if I'm feeling down, I'm going to go to the people for flowery answers. But if I want a genuine answer, I'm going to the people like
that
for
can
content.
Pass you a blunt
yeah.
answer.
I'm only going to that. Like, if I was closer with Lars and I wasn't worried about wasting his time, I would send him all my video stuff because I appreciate those blunt answers. Because I only know a few people, a handful of people who are like blunt.
Lars is really the father of the group, the daddy, if you will.
Yeah. Oh God, Lars. I will never call you daddy.
That weird to say.
Out of respect. I don't want to call Lars daddy.
Is that weird to say, Lars?
Yes, Lars. Out of respect, I will never call you daddy.
Well, I think it's a little bit different. There's a difference between being blunt and yes, Joe.
I thought it was funny. It's your response is the way you said it. Go on.
Oh well, I mean, I may be blunt, but I don't think it's. I think it's incredibly rude to point out physical flaws that someone can't fix.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. That was just...
I think that was an exaggeration.
I don't think he was saying that.
Yeah, Lars, you see, the joke, Lars, is that...
I don't think he was saying that you would do that, but that was just thing that came to mind. I think it was more a jab at himself.
Yeah, I was making fun of it. It was more of a joke at myself. See, Lars, I appreciate it. Look how, like, you're telling me right now to my face. Most people would be like, oh yeah, it was fine. But like I said, you always are like proud and I respect it very much.
Lars is
a
straight shooter.
Yeah, I love it.
Lars tells it
definitely a straight shooter.
How it is.
Yeah.
I actually left a comment on your post or on your most recent video today, just a little bit before the episode. Did you see that?
Who's mine?
Yeah, the one you did about H3 Productions.
Oh, I didn't see that. What'd you say?
Oh, I criticized you for it. I thought I had some problems with the video.
Oh, what was it? Wait, criticize me right now. Let's do it.
I mean, it's about other content creators and their beef. We don't have to get into that.
Okay. Well, okay. Wait, but what is your opinion? Okay, we can move on then. I feel bad that I put you on the spot to ask you about your opinion
on
fatigue.
You put him on the spot. You asked for his opinion. We bring you on the show, Jake, for the third time, and you're floundering.
How am I floundering? Lars just like... stab me. I'm sorry.
Well, I would like to say I'm incredibly nervous that I'm going to flounder, so I'm just clamming up.
No,
wait,
you're...
No. It doesn't... I was just... because I just want to... because Lars makes different content than I do. Lars, what would you say your main focus is when it comes to content creating, project-wise?
I'm an editor for a podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you ever feel fatigued? I edit my own videos, but I don't edit at the scale you do. You do... solid editing. I do iMovie editing. So do you ever feel fatigue when it comes to creating?
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because I actually just came off of that. I've taken two breaks this entire podcast and one of them was last week. I had about 3 or 4 episodes that were piling up along with some bonus ones that I still needed to edit. And it was kind of a combination of some audio issues in the file for the next episode. Thank you. And kind of what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Totally.
That is actually, I think, kind of a potent combination. I think that outside factors can have a large influence on creator fatigue.
Sure.
Because, in an ideal world where nothing's going wrong and, we're treating Black lives with the same respect as all, and there's not, a like a virus ravaging the world.
Worldwide pandemic.
The world, yeah.
Then, it's easy to focus on editing and stuff, and, you know, but it can be really difficult to just seeing all the stuff that's going on that, I don't know. I feel like this is maybe kind of temporary. Like, some things will get better in the next few months, I feel like, but this is just a tough time.
It's hard to predict. Usually you can say there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we just don't know, because every time we say it, it seems like something else bad happens. Also, responding to your comment on my YouTube video, I had made this video before Ethan had made his like hour and a half or 2 hour long, 3 hour long podcast. After I watched that podcast, I would make changes to my video, actually.
Yeah, that's another issue in YouTube and basically all commentary, I think, on the internet. Is it's always only as perfect as the information you have at the time.
And no, I would have, yeah.
Things can change fast. Like with James Charles, for example, it's so easy to have a take that makes perfect sense at the moment. But then new information comes out the next day.
Yeah. Like in my head, I would now change the, at the end when I said the who won from this, I would honestly say this gave H3H3 a chance to finally... there was so many little controversies against H3H3 that they never fully addressed. And then this was like the boiling point over, like to the point where they can now finally address it and be right for the most part, like calling it out. So I would change my ending on who won from this. And there's other things I would change. But again, that was pretty fresh off of what happened. Mm-hmm. So at that point, Ethan wasn't looking the best. So that's why I tend to not really try to dive into commentary, and I specifically said this is a viewer's point of view rather than a commentator's, because like you said, man, that stuff changes so quick. After that video, I was like fully on Ethan's side.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the receipts era, where people are actually like bringing evidence to the table instead of just hearsay.
Yeah
I don't know. Wait. I didn't see the video, but well,
me either.
My video?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, my video was a very large generalization. Like, I don't bring up facts. I'm not like, this is this. I was like, as a viewer, it was awkward when they brought up this point. As a viewer, I see it like this. So I was trying to be generalized, and Lars called it out. Lars was like, you know, you're kind of generalizing. I was like, damn, bro. You're right. I think I would change it up more.
What was it about? What was his...
My thing was talking about Ethan... from H3H3 and Keemstar's beef, how it kind of just came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it was like a literal nuclear, like when he said it was a nuclear video, that thing was a nuclear video.
I see.
Okay. It was crazy.
Floral.
Floral's an expert on this drama. Go ahead and give us your take.
Yeah, what's your hot take Floral. On this? Since you're an expert.
Creator drama?
On this specific creator drama.
Yeah, the H3H3 Keemstar. Yeah.
H3H3 is a very silly name. I don't know what it's about.
Did you watch the video?
No.
You told us you watched the video.
You said...
No, I said I did
you
not.
Said, I said, be prepared to talk for 2.5 hours on the video, and you said...
Yeah.
Will do, chief.
Don't worry, I've watched it 15 times. You told us all these lies.
Oh my god.
I knew you didn't watch the video.
I just didn't know I was going to be put on the spot like this.
I'm just kidding. No, just a moment ago, Floral said that she was terrible at floundering. So this must be your worst nightmare. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Floral.
Yeah, my palms are sweaty. My knees are weak. Mom's spaghetti vomit on my sweater.
Oh, jeez.
She's out of order. She's messing up the lyrics. She's so nervous. Oh, God.
Lars, we bring her on this podcast. Now we have to pay royalties to Eminem.
Oh, I messed up the lyrics, so you don't have to pay royalties. Oh,
exactly.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, I thought right before this, you were saying that you had some type of announcement that you really wanted to share with us, but that, and then Lars had said...
Oh, that's right, you were going to announce your OnlyFans, right?
No.
Oh, God.
Are you okay there, Jake?
No, I'm about to announce my OnlyFans, Lars.
Only fan. Oh, anytime I hear that word, no matter who, that wasn't an insult to Floral or Joe. Both say, I just, only fans, anytime I hear it, I'm just like, oh man.
No, but
I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. No hate towards anyone who has an OnlyFans, though.
I was gonna say, it sounds like some hate here.
Such as myself. no, I don't. No, I don't have one. Bread. I don't have one yet.
I guess thinking of my friends having an OnlyFans is what weirds me out, because I don't want to see my friends like that, if that makes sense. That's why.
Well, nobody's forcing you to subscribe.
Well, OnlyFans isn't just for that, for one thing.
Well, I don't want to see my friends in cosplay. Gross.
Well, then you don't have to pay for it.
You guys could release Michelle's ex on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a bonus episode.
Wait, I feel like I struck a nerve with Floral. I feel bad. Floral, I'm sorry if I made you mad on my views of OnlyFans. I have no problem with OnlyFans. I cannot stress that enough.
No, no, no. You guys are just being stupid. Definitely not starting an OnlyFans. I'm not starting an OnlyFans as of now. That is not in my plans for now. I was actually really excited because I'm buying a house, but...
Oh,
you know,
congratulations.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm buying a house. That was my exciting news. That's why, like, everything is kind of upended in my life as of late.
Oh, that all makes sense. I remember you, like, vaguely mentioned it on one time when we were all talking. And now you got... Where are you... I almost said, where are you moving? You don't tell me. Don't dox yourself on that. What is the exact address
of your
new home?
Here, I'm putting the latitude, longitude in the live chat right now.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
That's great.
I'm kidding.
That's awesome. Wait, so you're moving from an apartment to a house. Is this your first
time? I'm moving. Yes, this will be my first house.
That's
I'm moving
so awesome.
From an apartment to a house.
Congratulations.
And I've started packing, and we close June 29th, so we're scrambling to get there, basically.
Whoa, girl, that's crazy, because I sold my house, and the closing's on June 26th.
Is it the same house? Are you moving into Jake's house?
Yeah, are you guys moving together?
Moving in. Yeah,
God,
it's crazy. God, you hope not. What? I'm
Jake,
a great
before
roommate.
Before the podcast, you were talking about how scary it is at your current place
of
residence.
Oh, yeah, my current residence is
so
awful.
Hope I'm not buying that house.
There are countless break-ins. It's very...
Yeah.
Somehow the one person buying my house is listening to this podcast, and tomorrow I get a message, and they back out, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry, it's a great neighborhood. Oh,
the car
break-ins are awesome.
Laurel was gracious enough to invite me and Jake to visit, and she has bunk beds for us.
I'm getting bunk beds, y'all.
And we're going to visit for 2 years at a time.
Wait, 2 years at a time? Wait, what? Oh, Keish, for 2 years? That's awesome. Oh, yeah. So, Floral, you're buying this house while working, like, 50 different projects, right? Like, how do you do project management with that?
Right,
wow,
yeah. You must have
geez.
A lot to say on that.
So funny you ask that. I was thinking about things I could talk about on this podcast, and project management is something that I'm really good at. So it's so funny you bring that up.
I love how Jake did this like really natural segue, and then you like you didn't
I, like,
roll with it and you did like a different segue.
No, Joe and Floral. I literally was just like perfect segue into it. Go for it, Floral. Then Joe tags in. Then Floral rambles on about. I was like, guys,
we're doing a meta discussion on the segue, and we're not even talking about project management. We're just talking about the segues.
This is what the TikTok podcast is. Me constantly trying to keep us on track, and Joe and Floral are just.
No,
out there
I feel like
wilding.
I keep everyone on track, and you guys are out there playing harmonica and. Doing your Bojangles bullshit. I don't even...
your bullshit.
I don't even own a harmonica.
I believe when I was brought on... when I was brought on to this... My audio just peaked. But when I was brought on to this podcast, Joe told me I would be lawful and neutral. Those are the exact words he used.
I didn't say that.
Like,
I didn't...
Yes, yes. And you said you'd be chaotic. Chaotic, something.
You are a very controlled person, and I think that's why it's great that you work so much projects. How do you manage all these projects?
That's fun. Yeah, that's a good segue too.
I hate you, Joe. No. Oh, now we have to have another meta discussion.
Now we have to.
Now
we're gonna have another meta discussion about our meta discussion. How do you manage all those projects?
Let me start by saying all the projects I'm currently working on. Maybe that would be a good way to start. So recently I started a YouTube channel. I'm also on the only TikTok podcast with you, Joe, and Jake. I haven't been posting a lot on my Instagram lately, but that's because I've muted myself because of the Black Lives Matter movement. And then I'm also big on TikTok. I've got a lot of stuff going on there. And then I have my own online store where I'm hand sewing masks, like face masks to wear to the grocery store or whenever you leave your place, because in Los Angeles, and actually I think it's, I don't know if it's in California, but you have to wear them when you go outside anyway. So I just added those to my online store like a month ago, and I've pretty much been sewing like nonstop since then. So how I balance that is I do a lot of calendar reminders in my phone, which I think Jake has said he's done that before too. Haven't you, Jake? You do like the calendar reminders, or is it you, Joe?
If it's something in the future, I do, but usually to keep the old noggin on top of things, if for a week, like every, I don't put anything in my phone because I like to, it keeps your, that someone said that if you constantly just require yourself to remember things, it helps with counteracting dementia.
Oh, maybe I need to start doing that, because I'm also like, I'm a really big believer in the to-do list. Like every day I have a to-do list. And wow. I've got dry erase boards all over my apartment with stuff that I'm working on, where I'm at on the project. Maybe I need to start making myself remember things more.
That's awesome, because I mean, at the beginning I was like, I get worker fatigue. I also don't write nothing down. And then you're like, I get everything done. I write it. So maybe... maybe your technique works a little
better.
Maybe
Floral's just a better person than you.
I wouldn't say I get everything done. I'm just kidding. Just so you know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I still have to do. I'm like sitting in my living room now and I'm staring at my to-do list and it's kind of daunting. So,
do you have any words on rebranding since your store basically went into, like you said, you changed to basically only selling masks, it sounds like, from earrings and stuff?
So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of in a lucky position because it was a necessity, the mask thing. And it just so happened that I liked making them be cuter than the ones that you just throw away. But I will say if somebody is thinking about rebranding, it's a very challenging thing to do. You have to kind of put yourself in the right space to be, you know, open to rebranding. Like you have to let go of what you were once like really passionate about to move on to something else. And sometimes that's even harder than rebranding itself. You have to be willing to move on is so something that I've learned.
The challenge of letting go of what you were once known for. And I imagine that there's a certain amount of anxiety that goes into that. Is it going to be successful? Is it going to...
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially... So the mask thing was just like a very easy way for me to segue. So I'm developing a couple of patterns right now for like garments that I've designed and hoping to have those on my website soon too. But we'll see. Like it just depends. You know, there's not necessarily a market for hand design and hand sewn garments out there, and they can be kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just kind of the mask thing is kind of something that I needed to push me to like commit to not doing fast fashion anymore, which is something that I've always been passionate about anyway, but I just kind of needed the push.
Did you get better at making masks over time because you had practiced it?
Oh yeah. Like when I first started, it probably took 40 minutes to make one because I was so unsure of what I was doing, but now I would say it probably takes like 20 minutes to make one. So that's a lot of improvement, you know, maybe, half the time.
Maybe tomorrow it'll only take 1 minute.
Maybe. I mean, but probably not.
Would you say working with those projects at all, like, I don't mean to dive into anxiety, but I feel like these times are very anxious for a lot of people.
Totally.
Would you say that helps? Well, like, is it like almost a hobby as well? Like, it helps with that? Because I've been doing a lot of hobbies. I've been feeling... I don't have anxiety. My whole family takes medication for anxiety. I'm the only one who doesn't, but I've been feeling it a lot more recently.
Definitely. I think, you know, I feel like most people are probably feeling a lot more anxiety. And for me, dealing with anxiety has been less about the work that I'm doing and more about allowing myself to take breaks when I need them. Like scheduled times to get up from my sewing machine and take a walk or watch 15 minutes of my favorite show because I just needed to like not think about anything else. But yeah, it's a really scary time out there. So like part of it is also giving yourself permission to do what you need to do to keep yourself going, basically.
Yeah. I also do like, I was thinking about just changing this whole topic to like a hard cut to something funny. I try to focus on a lot of funny stuff. So this is a question to Joe and Lars.
Do you guys remember the question I asked you on my first time on this podcast?
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
Lars, do you remember it? Lars, do you remember it?
I remember it.
You don't? Well, let's take it. Let's jump back. All right, a year. Would you rather fight 5 18-year-olds or 50 10-year-olds?
So do you want us to rehash the conversation from last time, or I don't understand?
I wonder if your opinions changed, because my opinion changed. Originally, I was like, I'm taking on 50 kids. And then I was at my little sister's birthday party, and she had like 50 kids there. And I was like, oh, I would die.
So
that is a lot of kids.
I got to be honest, Jake. Whenever our guest asks us a question about beating people up, I don't really like think about it after the episode. Like, I kind of just let the anger and aggression go. I mean,
oh, I keep it pent up on the inside. I think about it every night before I go to bed. That opinion changes constantly, actually. I frequently think it haunts me, actually, if I being quite frank here.
Did you get into a fight when you were 10?
Maybe. It may have. If we're looking back at childhood, Joe, what? I did get in a few fights. I got my butt kicked every time. Jared Clevenger. That was terrifying.
Oh my god.
That dude.
Wait, have either of the other two of you been in fights whenever you were kids? Because I have not.
I've been in 3 fights when I was a kid, and then one time I got robbed when I was in high school, which led to a fist fight.
Which would cause you to question which one was worse, the fight as a 10-year-old or the fight as the teenager.
Yeah, because I broke my nose as the teenager, but I lost the worst. But I won that one, but I lost on my 3 fights as a kid.
It sounds like there might be some unresolved tension or
childhood trauma,
maybe some trauma.
Yeah, I guess. Apparently,
not to make light of that. That's not funny.
I thought we were going for goofs and gaffs, but apparently it got serious.
Well, we can do goofs and gaffs that don't involve beating up children.
That's my only form of comedy. I have nothing else that's funny.
No, well, I mean, actually, we did a podcast earlier where I was talking about how I use comedy as a way to understand these, you know, and talk about these difficult issues. So I think that's valid. I think it makes sense that if you were in a couple different fights at, you know, those different ages, it would make sense that you would
formative years
that you would, you know, stay up at night still thinking about it. What do you
psychoanalyzing me? Oh no. Why did I do this? Oh god.
Should we change the subject?
Let's do another change. Change the subject quick.
Let's talk about
if you could transform into any car, what would you transform into?
What kind of transformer car would you be, Joe?
I was I was on Google and I was reading that as you were saying that, and I was like, "Oh, that's a good one. Let me ask it." And then was like right at the wrong moment.
Obviously, I would understand why Lars takes that out just from, like, a production standpoint. But if he didn't, that would just be so funny.
I mean, now he has to leave it in because
it's
just talked
awkward.
About it.
It's the most awkward just.
It was so awkward.
I know. That was not my best.
Let's do it. What cars would you transform into?
Lars, what car would you transform into if you were a transformer?
Did you just call him Larv?
Lars. I said Lars.
Oh, I heard Larv.
Larv. Lars. Your new name is Larv.
Short for Larva.
Poor Larv.
I feel like we keep killing him.
I feel like Larv is so disappointed in me.
Why is he disappointed? I feel like I don't know. I feel like once you get some like rock star celebrities on here, and then you just get 3 amateur jokesters from TikTok, Lars is like, I'm going to the gutters. He's going to the gutters for us, and it breaks his heart.
Larv. You had mentioned that if you could visit any celebrity on the moon, it would be Floral. And
you know, speaking of the moon, actually, I want to get in. I've been really falling down the rabbit hole of content creators making like space themed stuff, and it's really got me freaked out. Have you guys been following any of that? Like the parallel universe, like the fact that there's parallel universes, the confirmation of UFOs. The whole, like, multiple eclipses being detected, the first time we're ever seeing this, we're sending people into space. Like, have you guys been following any of that? It's terrifying.
I mean, I've seen the stuff about the UFOs, and, you know, people did go into space a few days ago.
I'm not an alien.
Okay, well, we know you're an alien. That's a whole meme thing. I wasn't trying to call you out. I'm genuinely asking if you guys are frightened by, like, and now we're detecting black holes we didn't even know existed that are actually like
the parallel universe where time goes the other way.
Yeah, that one. What the heck?
Oh, well, I thought that was a hoax. I thought they proved that that was a hoax.
Really?
It wasn't proven real, but it wasn't disproven either. They're like, this is the most evidence we've ever seen for it, and that part wasn't disproven. What was disproven was everyone going to TikTok, YouTube, Reddit, and being like, this is real. This is what's happening. It's like, no, there's evidence for it. But the fact that we are like just making these leaps and bounds in technology when it comes to space is just incredible. We can now almost view a black hole with like the naked eye, which is just, that's scary to think about. Black holes, like you're taught your whole life, like black holes scary, black holes bad, and they're like, actually it's not that bad. It blows my mind.
I mean, it sounds to me, it's not terrifying, terrifying. It's kind of exciting because I think oh my gosh, I can't talk.
It's a little terraforming.
I think space exploration is just really exciting. I would love to go to space. Honestly.
You would like to go to... I could not go to space. Oh, God. I would be so... You're trapped. You're just trapped in the space. Like, you can't leave. You can't go out. If you go out, you have to put on this big space suit. Like, that is the ultimate form of being trapped. That and being, like,
Jake,
thousands of feet underneath water.
Would you rather have four arms or four legs?
Four arms. Why would you want four... Unless the four legs was making you way faster, you want four arms.
For sure. I think four arms is the way to go.
You can't walk on hands. You can't. So you would have to like roll around.
Oh wait,
Hold on, Buckaroo.
Oh my God.
Four arms and no legs, or four legs and no arms.
Yeah, that was.
You had to say it like
that. Idiot.
Was
what the heck? You can't just. You gave us half the question.
I forgot. I forgot that. Does that change your answer?
Arms. Yeah, because like with the four arms, you're like General Grievous. That'd be so cool with the legs and stuff. But now if you're taking away the legs, I think you could still walk. No, here's the thing. Hands can be used as feet. Like gorillas and monkeys, their feet are hands. So that can be used as your arms, and then you just have another set of arms. So basically now it's just you're using two of your arms as your legs and two of your arms as normal arms. But if you have four legs, feet can't be hands. So yeah, no, four arms still. No problemo.
Floral, do you have a differing opinion?
I think I would also rather have four hands.
Yeah, that's a bulletproof
four
answer.
Four arms.
Because
then you could still use
pick?
But if you had like four, like I'm just trying to imagine my feet where my hands are and it's really disturbing.
Yeah, who would pick the four?
No, I mean, if you have four legs with 4 feet, you could probably run really fast.
How does that increase your speed? Because it's all about what it's all horses have extreme muscle. I used to work, my first job was working on a horse farm. It's not about
what the, how does Jake, I feel like every week there's like this new thing that comes out. You used to work on a horse farm and we've never talked about this.
Yeah, my first job.
I did not know you used to work on a horse
farm. My first job ever was working on a horse farm, baling hay, cleaning stalls, watching a horse kick a guy in the face. Terrifying stuff. Very scary.
How old were you?
I worked that job from age 14 to 16.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was a farmhand. My first job was being a farmhand.
Jake was out on the farm.
And you know what that reminds me of, Lars?
Yes?
Audiobooks. Because when I listen to audiobooks, it reminds me of the topic that we were just talking about.
Yes, this is not a clear insertion after the fact.
We're not inserting this after. We didn't record this after the show because we forgot.
Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free audiobook today. Keep it whether you keep the service or not. But if you like the service, they start at very affordable monthly rates. Yeah, in the chat, someone's saying, wait, free? Indeed, it
is. Free?
Free? What does that mean?
Wait, it's free?
Yeah.
Free?
Any book you want from the Amazon audiobook library is yours to keep today.
I love books.
You can use it while you're on the go. Well, gosh, golly,
geez. Can I listen to it while I'm driving in my car?
In your car?
At
on
the
your
office?
Bike?
On my iPod Shuffle?
Yeah. I would check.
Well, probably.
It might be out-of-date technology for that, but maybe.
Dang it, Joe.
You can use it on your iPhone. We'll put it that way.
All right.
Someone says the most expensive book on the Audible library is Ulysses, authored by James Joyce and narrated by Jim Norton. You can get that for free, I guess, at audibletrial.com/T1podcast to get to gay. Wow.
To gay.
To gay.
Get it to gay. Yeah. Not to go.
Today.
What would be your serious topics that you would want to discuss, Jake?
Well, I guess just talking more about like YouTube, like what Lars said was super interesting when he was talking about like just TikTok. He was like, wouldn't you say the stars are already there? I feel like I kind of pass it off as a joke by just being like, you're pessimistic, ha ha ha. But I feel like that's something you can genuinely think about with all platforms in a way.
Well, I think it's useful to red team yourself. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
I want to say I know what it means because like the way you phrase it, you're like, do you know what that means? Like I'm dumb. But,
yeah, I kind of was like talking down.
Yeah, but damn it, you deserve to talk down to me because I don't know what it means. So you were right to
No, I don't think he's talking down. I think he wasn't.
I was literally just asking if you understood a specific term.
No. I know. It's just like, it's just funny when someone asks and it's like, I always want to know so I can be like, oh yeah, I got it. I know it. You don't need to ask. But
my response is always, yes, I understand, but maybe if you explain it anyway.
Oh, that would have been smart. I just doxed myself. You know, I have no
That's
idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Lars, what? No.
What is red teaming?
Okay, so red teaming, it's actually a business strategy in some cases, but it can also be used for personal projects where you try to ask yourself the tough questions and you try to defeat yourself so that what you're doing is defensible. And you actually had some good responses. Like when I was saying, isn't the game kind of already over since all the big content creators kind of have the platform? A proper response to that is you pointing out that, you know, some of them are falling every day, some of them are rising. So I think it's useful to be able to like think about, well, what are the obvious arguments against what I'm doing and how can I overcome them?
Yeah.
Or what's flawed about them?
Yeah, and I would say it's almost interesting compared to YouTube because, like I said, when I started making content, I started on YouTube. That's how you guys found me, was through my YouTube videos, which I would say were pretty mediocre YouTube videos. But then again, I'd say some of my past videos are definitely better than my more recent. It's a very interesting situation there. But like from that, YouTube has the biggest, like, you can be big in a second somehow, but then it has like the biggest flat line I've noticed. With where TikTok, it could be huge and unstoppable and then dead, then huge and unstoppable, then dead. It's a very interesting change of events in my experience.
I think that it on TikTok especially, it has become somewhat of the rising stars have risen, and I think it is harder now to boost yourself up, since I think before, when the app was expanding, the algorithm was looking for people to boost, to create content to show to a bunch of people. And now it has those people that it shows their content and they're not looking for more. It's like the positions have been filled in a way, but I think it's still possible to grow. I think in a way that there is a lot of validity to that.
Yeah. And admitting that, maybe like my guess for what you do on the second floor of that would be that the goal now is you have to be creative. You have to get creative with how you do it because you already have these juggernauts up here on the platform. So.
Yeah, and I would say, oddly enough, I almost feel more confident in taking on a juggernaut on TikTok than I would on YouTube.
Yeah,
it just seems like on YouTube, I almost have to make a video specifically saying the name of a big creator to even get that creator's fan base to look at me. When on TikTok, I can just make a video about anything, and for some reason, it blows up. It's a very weird. It's better than Vine, frankly, because with Vine, you had to use a bunch of hashtags as well, and it didn't work well either. And I think that's what makes TikTok have longevity, is it makes it possible for anyone to be successful compared to YouTube and TikTok, or YouTube and Vine. You had to be very specific in the stuff you made. And I'm not sure if you guys had that experience at all when it comes to podcasts. I haven't dived much into podcasts. So like how do you guys, obviously your guys' gimmick is incredibly intelligent to do. I did a similar thing with my YouTube videos when I made the quest for the greatest YouTuber ever, but you guys actually have talented YouTubers come on to your podcast, which I feel like is just incredibly smart and great content.
Well, yeah. What are you asking particularly?
I guess I'm asking does that work? Is your form working with the growth? Do you see it like, I'll form it like this. YouTube videos sometimes will just be constant, but then out of the blue, you'll get a huge peak and a bunch of followers and subscribers all at once, and then they start to dwindle out and you go back to your thing.
does podcasting work like that? Does one episode all of a sudden have a huge peak, or is it just constant exponent, like constant growth, like a steady growth?
It's definitely had its peaks. I would say pretty similarly. Like, it's one of those situations where you get, like, the more content creators you have on, the more attention you get overall. So that's like, that does steadily increase. But for the most part, it's like, it's hard to get a guest on the show and fully convert the people who come to listen for the guest into mm-hmm. a fan of our show. Mm-hmm. Like, the feedback is always almost great. Like, we rarely get any negative feedback, but it's like, a lot of them come for the guests and then...
and don't stay.
Yeah.
I could not agree more. Like, all my videos... challenge. Like, the one I made about the animator, Jaden Animations, that video did super well. All of her fans were like, we love you. Like, that's so great. And she said, she even commented on the video. It was great, but I gained like 4 followers out of it, out of the thousands of views. It was almost like they just wanted to see a video about their favorite creator. They don't care that you made it. They care about her and that's it. They don't care about your other content, which is like, it's great for the views and it's great to like have on my resume, be like, yo, Jaden Animations commented on my video. But then it's also like, well, damn, none of her followers stayed with me.
But I guess all that really means is that you can't cheat as much as you think you can. Like,
I could not agree
if
more.
If you consider, like, in our context, like, having a guest on as, quote-unquote, cheating by, like, oh, taking their followers and bringing them in. Yeah, it happens to an extent, but it's far from all of them. And it's far from even most. Like, it's, we get some converts for each one. And so we really still do have to try to make a good show. You can't just have names on and run a boring show and expect to succeed.
Yeah, of course. And that just comes with like planning and getting to know the creator and obviously researching said creator before. Yeah. Like, you need to match their sense of comedy as well. Because it would, I mean, if we're going back to H3H3, one of his biggest critiques was that one comedian he had on. Mm. It was the first time that they did their thing. Do you remember his name? I'm sorry, I can't quite think of it off the top of my head.
Bill Burr.
It was incredibly awkward because I just feel like Ethan, somewhere some wires got crossed and it just came off very, very awkward. And then their second time, though, was great because it felt like they had a better understanding.
I actually think that's one of the main criticisms I have of that podcast is
mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. Okay, so I see this a lot where I think that most YouTubers at some point, most big YouTubers have this thing where they see that podcasts exist and they think, I'm a content creator. It makes sense for me to do a podcast. And that's, it's like, there's no indication. I think there's no proof that that's going to be the case.
Is it going to be good? Yeah. Is it going to be entertaining? Are they going to be good at it? Yeah. Like,
and I think a lot of them think, oh, I'll just slide right into this. Like,
it's so easy to do a podcast. Anyone can do a podcast. I already have the audience.
Yeah. Floral, I'm curious. You kind of were just brought in, right? Joe like was like, yo, do you want to do this podcast with us? It wasn't you being like, oh, I can do a podcast. What has your experience been so far with podcasting?
I mean, it's been really fun to work with you guys, Joe and Jake. I've never done anything like it before, obviously. But yeah, I would say it's been fun. I've learned a lot, and I also know that it's very hard to do a podcast. So, not to be like discouraging, though, I think if anybody wants to start a podcast, they can just try what they want to try and see what works out. Because I guess maybe that's just the optimist in me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's been really positive.
Yeah. Just like what Lars was saying, though, is there's just no guarantee with it. You can't be like, oh, I'm a popular creator. My fans can't wait to hear me talk in long videos. Because, like, if you're a TikTok creator, at most you're making minute-long videos. If you're a YouTuber, you're making, like, 10-minute long videos. So then to all of a sudden change that format into being like, yeah, hour-long podcast, thanks for joining me, there is a chance for it to crash and burn, and you kind of either have to change the formula or just like be like, all right, podcast is a bad idea.
It's also a difficult transition, I think, especially from shorter form content, because there's this weird truth where even if you make a really interesting podcast, people who are used to seeing your stuff that's 15 minutes or 15 seconds long, a minute long, 10 minutes long, it's really easy for them to even think, oh, this is great, but get bored of it after a while. Or since podcasts are so long, they have to break it up into multiple listening sessions. So it's a very different content experience. So it's tricky to transition successfully. And even if you do it right, a certain amount of people still just won't find it all that interesting.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but I also think, you know, there are things you could do, like maybe not have a super long podcast. You could do like a 5-minute podcast. I used to listen to a podcast like that was five mm-hmm. minutes every day before I used to go into this job that I absolutely hated. And it was all about like using positive affirmations, like with your boss to have like a successful working relationship. And it was just like 5 minutes. And that would like help me get through my day. So like, maybe if they don't want to do an hour long podcast like your guys's, they could try like a shorter form type thing. Like, it's not just, there's no like standard format like anymore. I think like the idea of a standard format for a podcast or anything for that matter is just kind of outdated.
That's interesting. I was going to ask that. I was going to say, is there a requirement for how long a podcast is?
It has to be exactly like 24 hours long. I don't know.
Are we talking like a literal requirement or a practical requirement?
Both, if there is one for both.
Okay, so a literal requirement is a minute long. Because of the modern international podcast listening standards, it won't register a play on most platforms unless the podcast is at least a minute long. Okay. So you will never build up listens at that point. So it does technically have to be a minute, but that's pretty small. I mean, that's not that much content.
That's a pretty quick podcast. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
That's like a high buy.
Yeah. Also, the practical minimum is about 30 minutes because most sponsors won't sponsor a show that's less than 30 minutes, and most people won't consider an ad justified on a podcast unless it's at least 30 minutes. So in terms of making money from a podcast, I would say 30 minutes minimum.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Who knows if you want to make money? Like, some people do, some people don't. It depends on what you're going for.
I've listened to some podcasts that are like anywhere from 12 minutes to 18 minutes for an episode, and it seems a little short, but he does that because it's the amount of time that he wants to spend on each topic and each episode, and it's good information. So for him, it's the right amount of information. And what happens is you just end up listening to like 4 episodes at once. But if your goal is to listen to it really quick before work, maybe 5 minutes is the correct amount of time. And I feel like our show, it gets pretty deep. Like, we spent the first hour kind of joking, and now we're in this really good, you know, like more serious discussion. So I feel like after an hour, you start to cultivate a different type of conversation as well.
Yeah.
And Floral, I'm curious, you had mentioned that there were some challenges involved in podcasting, and I would be curious from your perspective what those challenges are.
Well, having never done a podcast before, I didn't even know how to record it, which is, it just sounds so silly. I had no idea what like platform to use. I didn't even know like what kind of microphone to use.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had to talk a certain way. And like, I also think I kind of went into it blind, if you will.
If you will.
if you will. I mean, not that I wasn't excited. I'm definitely excited to be a part of it. But there was just so much that I didn't know. Like, we just started season 2 on the Only TikTok Podcast, which I honestly didn't even know that there was seasons to podcasts either. Like, the only podcast that I listened to, like I said, was the one to go to work, like right before I walked into my office. And then this podcast about Britney Spears and the conservatorship that's like locking her up. And that was my only experience with podcasting before I ever like was even approached to join a podcast. I wouldn't even say I'm very good at it, but I really like being a part of it. So enthusiasm, thumbs up, participation, thumbs down. I don't like, it's definitely a whole different ballpark than like TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat, if that's what you're still into. It's completely different, like social media, than anything else.
I think you're good at it. I think that I enjoy recording with you. I think it's I think if you're gonna host a podcast, it's really important to have a personality that is different and unique, and you're able to bring something to the table that is different than what other people are bringing to the table. And or just, I mean, it doesn't even have to be. Lars, you were mentioning this earlier on Sarah McInerney's podcast, Facing Fear, that it, do you want to talk about this? That it, you don't even have to bring something different. And you were really relaying the point of somebody else, even.
Yeah, I brought it up because we had already brought it up on the Vsauce 2 episode, so it's kind of secondhand,
third hand. Jake, you have multiple podcasts as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. This kind of became the podcast for a second. So I do have a question for you referring to podcasts as well. Do you guys get hate ever on your podcast episodes? Or is it usually really nice?
Almost never.
Oh.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I just get like unanimous praise almost all the time.
Sometimes there's somebody that's just like, those guys are dull, which is obviously not true. So
it's very rare. It's like shockingly rare.
Yeah, like once every 6 months, we'll get like a piece of negative feedback.
Yeah,
me too, man. Everybody.
Why, Jake?
Are you getting a lot of hate? Oh no, I was more joking. The only videos I get hate on are my TikTok videos because I make history videos, and everyone thinks they know history, so they always want to chime in. And I'm like, did you look this up before you commented? And I get that on some of my history podcasts. I'll say something and they'll be like, well, technically, and I was like, mate, I'm giving you like 45 minutes of my unfiltered opinion on something. And just because I said Ulysses S. Grant one time, and then another time I just said Ulysses Grant, and they're like, blah, 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 you said his name incorrectly. I was like, I'd like to go, like, it's just that stuff. People are very nitpicky of me for some reason.
You didn't say his middle initial? That is really weird.
Yeah. They get very specific.
That was on YouTube or that was on TikTok?
That was on YouTube when I did something on YouTube. And then they also will hit you with like the S in Ulysses S. Grant doesn't actually stand for anything. He later said it was for Simpson. And then there's another president, Truman, who had an S, and he made a statement saying the S doesn't stand for anything, but it actually does. It stands for representing his grandfathers. But every kid thinks they know history and they comment on the video. They're like, the S actually stood for Simpson. It's Truman you're thinking of. And I was like, no, just look it up. God, I get very angry. I guess they're not hate comments, but they're like critiques of my thing that is frustrating.
Yeah.
That must suck to get criticism on your stuff.
Yeah, Lars wouldn't know. Lars is over here being perfect.
I get, I talked about this a little bit last time, so I'm not going to go into super detail on this, but like on my slide video with the part one, people will be like, you lost a viewer in me because you did a two-part video. And then I just post like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like once you have a certain amount of followers and you're not really, I feel like I don't really care if I gain more followers at this point. Like I have a lot and I have it like a good audience to post my silly videos to. So if people unfollow me, it doesn't really bother me. I feel like so it's funny when people say stuff like that because you can kind of like talk shit back at them, and if they unfollow, it's like, who cares?
And you'll probably get like, people will probably like that comment because they're like, that's hilarious.
I always check because TikTok now tells you if someone's following you back. Now when someone says something I don't like, I go to see if they're following me, and if they're not following me, I go off. If they are following me, I'm like, I'm just going to ignore it. But if they aren't, I'm like, oh, buddy, I'm going to roast you historically.
Okay.
And that's...
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, okay, Jake, calm down. All right, buddy? It's just a kid on TikTok. Calm down.
Yeah, I mean, these are probably like 12-year-olds.
Someone's got to teach them internet etiquette, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, usually well, it's...
I think Eric should be doing that, if anyone.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm like mean to him. I'm not like your mom hates you. Like I'm just correcting them.
It'd be kind of funny if you said that though.
I would feel bad. I think
like,
I'd
someone corrects
bad.
You on your history. You're like, your mom never loved you.
Yeah. Don't even tell them why they're wrong. Just your mom never.
Yeah,
loved
not
you.
Even related.
Yeah.
And you're really modeling good behavior by being mean back at them.
Exactly. Good. I'm glad we all agree on that. Bully the kids.
I just wanted to add, the hate comments I get are mostly about my appearance and my body, so I can't really relate to your guys's.
I'm sorry that happens.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
It's, I mean, that's just the way it is.
I,
whenever you post, I mean, I'm sure it happens for guys too, yeah, but the I only feel things, like it happens a lot for women.
The only things I get is people make fun of the size of my forehead sometimes.
Oh, Jake, you do have a massive forehead. I'm just kidding.
Jake, you don't, I don't
apparently
think you have a big forehead.
People say that. And then one time I posted a shirtless video and they're like, ew. And I was like, sorry, buddy. But not like constantly.
Body shaming
so
you?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, you make there history. Is a double standard between men and women, and I don't think that's right. And
that's so messed up. Like, Floral, I'm so sorry you go through that. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, usually it doesn't bother me, but I think, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of hate you get. After a while, it adds up and it does affect people. So I think if you're thinking about saying something mean to somebody, just don't.
I do like that you are willing to talk about this, and you are like a strong voice, I think, in the on your various platforms.
Wait, Jake, I looked up a picture of you and I don't see it. Here, I'll post it in the chat. It seems like you have a very normal sized forehead.
Really?
Yeah, I think Jake's at.
Oh
my
God, what's it gonna
Jake.
Be? Oh God, that's not even me. That's my uncle. That's Uncle Jake. That's Jake Trump.
Is it okay if I add him on Facebook?
I don't think he'll add you back. That doesn't even that guy doesn't even look like
he looks
that
like a
like
magician.
40. Oh,
he does look like a magician.
He's like a well-respected professor in his field, and I feel like it's just awful that now if someone looks up his name, they're it's my stuff. It's just my YouTube channel and everything. It just completely discredits
you
him
in a bee suit, beekeeper's outfit, or something.
Yeah. Oh God. Just they're like, what? This guy is going to be doing a speech at the blah blah blah. They're like, no.
This guy.
I bet that's happened to him.
This YouTuber is giving our speech?
Yeah, they're like, this guy is doing it? This dude's dressed up as a UPS guy. Oh, God, I feel so bad for him. Because there will be times where people will be like, he doesn't have an Instagram, but people, like, older people who try to use Instagram for their, like, meetups that they're doing for, like, really professional speeches, they'll be like, and we'll be joined with @JakeTrumper, and it goes to me. I was like, you're tagging the wrong Jake Trumper right now.
Oh, no.
It's awful. I feel so bad for him because now people just think I'm him.
I posted one where you look like a professor.
Oh, yeah.
Jake.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, Professor Jake.
I did notice something, by the way, Jake, which is that in a lot of the things that you post, a lot of your pictures, you're doing an angle which is really like accenting the forehead by getting under the bangs. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, no. So- this is getting into the critique. Oh, God. This is critique JT time. Oh, no.
But it seems like you're like, enhancing it.
I never realized that. Oh God,
you're actually proud of your like forehead.
I feel like you have a very proportionate face. I mean, I don't see the big forehead thing.
Oh, someone said I look like an egg in the chat. My ego's
if anything I have an egg-shaped face. Jake, don't cry,
we all look like eggs.
You remember when we used to do that thing where you would cry on the Only TikTok podcast, right? And then Floral and I would calm you down.
I'd always fake cry. I was always the guy that got too emotional into it. But Lars, that's a good point. I should change the angle. I don't know why I always hold it like that. It does accent just the angle of it. I need to do it more up. Stop accenting my big ass forehead.
I don't even feel like it's a large forehead at all. I just feel like it's how you tilt your head specifically.
That's so weird. I never Lars, I learned something today. I genuinely. Like, you know, it's one of those things where you can't judge yourself or like you need someone looking in from it.
Jake.
Now it all makes sense.
You've been doing this for years.
Yeah. Oh,
wait,
God.
Hold on. I'm posting one right now from 2015. And
oh, my God.
You've done this all your life.
Your whole life,
oh,
Jake.
Oh, my life.
This is.
Oh, my God. How old was I in that? That's 2015.
That was 5 years ago.
I was like 16 in that picture. 16 years old. That's 16-year-old Jake. I was working on a farm.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like a three head, but it's like, it's definitely just like a typical forehead. You're just... Yeah.
I look like a square.
You post it from right beneath the horizon.
I do. Wow. I've learned so much today.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. I need to change the angle I film everything because I really just... Oh.
Lars, you did not introduce this episode like you normally do.
Someone said I'm kind of average. Can we just talk?
Because I was, average. I swear there was a reasonable line of my thought process why I just said that. But let's go back. I'll explain in a second.
Dragon said I'm average. Someone said I'm a 7 out of 10, dude.
You're like a 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you. I really enjoy these comments. I appreciate them. All right, go back to your thing. We're done. We're done talking about ye old looks.
I always take pictures of myself from just above the horizon going down to minimize my big nose, and because it makes me look cuter, which caused me to think that Lars always introduces me as America's boyfriend. And he didn't do that this time, but
America's boyfriend.
And on our show, Floral, you are America's sweetheart. So Lars, do you remember when you came on our show and all four of us were joking about recording topless, and you had mentioned that we all had 8 nice breasts?
Yes.
And I said that it's usually you know, measured in sets. And I don't know about you, sure, but I'm not wearing a shirt right now, and I haven't worn a shirt in a month because I haven't left my apartment, so I don't need to.
Are you guys still in like a lockdown scenario where you live?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And actually there's a curfew in Los Angeles too. So
Jake, are you wearing a shirt, Jake?
Yeah, but it's really hot in this room. I'm thinking about
taking it off.
Take it, but I'm figuring we're probably almost done, so I'm like, you know what? I'll just keep it on. Keep on the old shirt.
Lars, what about you?
Power through.
Are you wearing a shirt, Lars?
It's a weird thing to ask, Joe.
We're really getting into it.
Is that a weird thing to ask?
Yeah, I feel like you were just... Yeah, I was going to say...
Don't ask me.
You're leading yourself down a bad path.
I'm just joking.
You're just leading yourself to failure as you knock down each person.
No.
Joe, you just went full on like...
No, I don't know.
You up? Oh, would you do that if I were there?
Jeez. Oh, God. Oh, no. That's the most cringe line ever. Oh, man. What would you do if I was laying next to you?
Jesus. Oh. No. Oh, God.
Yeah. What would you do if I was next to you?
I mean, we could talk about the...
I feel like if I was a girl and some fuckboy texted that to me, I would probably at some point just like start responding really graphically, like talking about how I would like want to like peg them or something, and just
oh God, oh yes, oh, probably, that's hilarious.
Wouldn't it depend on like the nature of the person who's sending it to you, like if you like them or not?
I
will say the disappointment of getting exactly a text like that from someone you actually thought you liked.
Joe, there's no way
someone
who's sending you that,
yeah,
you're both...
No.
You're both 16-year-olds. Like, yeah. I could see 2 16-year-olds sending that to each other, but like once you hit a certain age, it's cringe. There are still dudes our age right now who think that's like acceptable to send to someone.
No, I guess you're right.
I mean, there are dudes your age and older that still think it's acceptable.
I have an ongoing experiment with basically every woman that I become acquaintances or friends with, where I ask a question, and so far the answer has been no out of like hundreds of women, and I'm waiting for a single yes, but I don't think I'm ever gonna get it, which is, Floral, have you ever received...
He's gonna offend me.
No.
Okay. Have I ever received...
Have you ever received an unsolicited dick picture that worked?
What do you mean by worked?
Meaning that you didn't have a prior flirtation with this person, they're not your boyfriend, you're not dating them, they're just a dude.
No.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to hear a yes. I feel like...
I've had dick pics sent to me.
And they worked?
Oh my God.
Did it work, Jake?
No, because people think I'm gay. I'm going to be honest, a lot of dudes...
Everyone thinks you're gay now
up.
Because you talked about how you're on Grindr, apparently.
Yeah, somebody...
I am not on Grindr. No, okay, someone is catfishing my pictures on Grindr, and it's crazy, because now I'm just getting messages about it, and they're like, yo, if you're ever looking for someone to suck your... I'm like, okay, whoa, what are you talking about? Because they'll be like... I got one message, someone just said, can you unblock me? And I was like, what? Because they messaged me on Facebook. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, you blocked me on Grindr. Like, it's okay that you're scared. I won't tell anyone. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, you showed me your picture and then I called you by your full name. I'm really sorry. And I was like, no, that's not me at all. What are you talking about? And now people just think
it is me, and I'm just secretly hiding it. And it's a very frustrating. There's nothing wrong with being LGBTQ. I love my LGBTQ friends. I just personally am straight and do not appreciate guys constantly hitting me up now, sending me dick pics. Oh, I did make a post about it, and then a lot of people joked, and they're like, "Oh, you're just you've doxed yourself. Now we know it's you, and you just got caught. And now you're calling." I was like, "There was no winning that."
Well,
that
the jokes were just, you're gay." Like that
No, one dude genuinely said, "Why would you dox yourself like that?" And we had like a legit conversation about it. I was pissed. I was like, "Really, dude? Like that's a God, whatever." It just sucked.
Getting back to what I was saying though, I feel like the unsolicited dick picture is the anomaly of the sex world because people keep sending them, but from what I can tell, it has a 0% success rate.
Well, I think
I've never heard a story that where it worked.
I think the reason people do it is because they're sexual deviants and they get off on just the sending it, knowing that the person looked at it, and that's why they do it.
I mean, yeah, yes and no. I feel like there's a lot of like also just kind of standard fuckboy types that do this.
It's like a failure to comprehend, like a failure in comprehension. They didn't do well in reading comprehension, and they now are just failing at like just human comprehension. They just don't process. They're like, it has a 0 success rate, but this is the one, and they just keep telling themselves. It's a weird, very toxic trait.
I feel like it'd be very different if there was like a 1% success rate, but I've never heard of it working ever.
I've never heard of that working either. Now that you mention it, I've never had somebody come up to me and say, "Yo, like, I got this dick pic," and
people aren't going to lead with that, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Well, it's never come up, even in conversation, it's never come up.
I feel like I should pose a question to the audience.
Yeah.
Has that ever worked on you? And if not, go ask your female friends, has that ever worked? Because I feel like the answer is always going to be no.
And if you're a guy and you're sending unsolicited dick pics, don't, because that's harassment.
My girlfriend actually got a message the other day, and the guy was like, "During these hard times, I must ask, are you interested in receiving a dick pic?" And she was like, no, hard pass. Like, I feel like just asking in general as well, until you're like dating or at least have met in person and have established a relationship, don't even ask. Like, no one is going to say, dicks are gross. Every girl I ask, they're like, "No, yeah, they look pretty gross." I don't think anyone is like, "Yeah, that's what I want to see." It's so stupid. The comprehension of males, it's incredible. They give a lot of dudes a bad name because they just ruin it for everybody.
Yep.
Wow. What an ending topic if we just end with talking about unsolicited dick pics.
What if we just ended it there? I mean, we can't because we have stuff to plug, but that would be
that'd be
kind of funny.
Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, what's the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com, Lars. At merch.t1podcast.com, they can get a hoodie, a sweatshirt, same thing, but they can get a t-shirt. We sell them in all sizes. They can get a phone case for their phone. I don't have a phone case on my phone, and I really need one. Maybe I'll pick one up at merch.t1podcast.com.
And if people wanted to support the podcast in a way that costs them very little, 6 cents a day, 6 cents.
6 cents a day in order to get bonus episodes, a private Discord chat room, and a role on the server, as well as early listening privileges.
To episodes like this one.
Yeah, to episodes like this one. Then I would say that 6 cents a day is a bargain. And don't worry, you don't have to remember to do 6 cents a day either, because it's automatic. It's just $2 a month. And what you're going to want to do is go to patreon.com/T1podcast. That URL once again, Lars. It's patreon.com/T1podcast. Floral, what was that URL?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Jake?
Did I get it?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. Patreon.com/T1podcast. Patreon.com/T1podcast.
I think we can close it out here, guys.
Cool. Let me put it this way.
Where can people go to check out the only TikTok podcast?
Oh, yeah. Joe, do that one first.
In order to check out the... hold on. That brings me to my final point, Lars, which is the only TikTok podcast. Your source for tips, tricks, and advice on how to get TikTok famous. A proven method of and trips and tricks and tips. Go to theonlytiktokpodcast.com. Theonlytiktokpodcast.com.
Are you a little bit more eloquent on there?
Yes. Yes. It's definitely not nothing but.
So yes.
We, frankly, to put it frankly, we are well-spoken, very intelligent, and quite good-looking. Come check it out.
Good thing it's an audio podcast.
Good thing it's only audio.
Dan Cameron, the day the earth is finally won is the day that dandruff has come. Dan Cameron, Dan Cameron.